Hello.
Hi.
Could you get some more oil on yourself?
Sure. Can I take these?
Mm-hmm. Help yourself.
Where did this come from?
What are you talking about?
This funny box. I wonder who...
I can't see.
Medical center?
Emergency.
Commander, medical emergency in the recreation center.
Recreation center report.
I can't see anything.
Come on, Karen. You'll be all right. Let me see it. Come on. We've got some head abrasions, shock, blindness.
She just picked that thing up.
What happened?
It's just a small glowing object. She picked it up.
Make sure nobody touches it. I'll get security on it right away. Alpha personnel, report immediately any object of unfamiliar appearance. Objects found have been small and multicolored and may be glowing. Do not touch. Report at once. Repeat. Do not touch.
The abrasions are superficial. The blindness seems temporary.
Science lab computer says they're not weapons. I don't understand how they got through the security system. It just doesn't make...
Identify yourself.
Ahoy, Alpha! Permission to land, can you hear me?
Anything on your screen, Maya?
Screen clear.
Ahoy, Alpha!
Permission to land refused. Alert all security guards. I want Eagles on a pad ready for immediate liftoff.
Hold it, hold it! I come in peace. Don't go setting off any Eagles to fly on my account.
I said identify yourself.
Coming, ready or not.
Who are you?
Tabor's the name. Tabor's the name. Trading's my game. Master of the SS Emporium. Greetings, friends. Appearing, isn't it? But as harmless as an infant's rag doll, I do assure you. No fears. A
mere illusion.
I'm myself am quite alarmed, as you can see. But weapon-like instruments of any kind do tend to rattle my nerves, so if you would...
You didn't identify yourself. And sudden appearances make us nervous.
But I have been scanning you for some little time, so I knew it would be perfectly safe for me to come aboard. There. Now I truly am among friends. You know, from my scanning observations, I would say that you are Commander Koenig, the skipper of this trusty moon. Yeah, and the charming Dr. Russell. Mr. Vedetti, your security really is splendid. And you... You must be the one who goes by the name of Maya. Such a beauty is food to intoxicate the soul.
Where did you come from?
Just now. I've been trading my wares at the Three World Fair on Azov. Oh, do you mean, where do I come from? My natal soil? Soil, did I say? Dust is more the truth of it, if you know Pinvis the Lesser.
Pinvis?
68 parsecs from the notorious frontier world of Shamagat on the inner Vesica route. You may well wonder at my humble origins, and our lad from Pinvis the Lesser has dragged himself 200,000 parsecs from the wrong side of the dusty world. On the wrong side of the wrong galaxy in the wrong universe to haul himself up by the Gravitron straps, so to speak, and to venture forth in search of beauty, beautiful things, beautiful people. I made it my special trade, among other items, of course. My credentials, sir. And my trader's license renewed. It's valid anywhere in the entire stellar system for the next 4 years. But enough gossip about myself. I surely hope my little gifts announce my honest intentions preceding my coming aboard.
Gifts? Your gifts have put one of my technicians into a catatonic trance and badly burned and nearly blinded a young hydroponic assistant.
But, Skipper, believe me, only a baby could mishandle those simple toys. Oh, I see. I presume too much on the intelligence of your people, letting children play with fire. But the instructions were quite clearly color-coded. The coding was supposed to be idiot-proof. Is your race colorblind by any chance?
No.
Doctor, if there's anything I can do, I have excellent medicines that do wonders for all kinds of complaints.
Well, then, yes, the burns are healing, but we can't diagnose the trance caused by the cylindrical object.
The memory amplifier?
One of our technicians picked it up.
Picked it up? It's a harmless memory, eh? But you're only supposed to touch it. Oh, you can recall a forgotten number or where you put something for safekeeping. You can't remember where holding it. I'd say your technician will be in a trance state for about 12 hours or so.
A treatment?
Treatment? Your technician is blissfully happy recalling forgotten childhood memories. It'll be quite harmful to disturb him, especially if he has an eye for beauty. Does your species of humanoid require food and drink for sustenance?
We do.
Then I beg you to extend the hospitality of your table to this space-worn traveler. I'm starving.
I'm sorry. I imagined on your ship...
Hardtack, deep space rations. Oh, very well, but satisfaction of fine food and drink. Trusting your food is edible makes bargaining a
pleasure, don't you agree? Nectar, Mr. Vedeschi, pure nectar. Best meal I've had since the Rainbow Room at the Astra. Got merited 2 starbursts and the Gourmet's Guide to the Galaxy. You brew the hops yourself, Mr. Vedeschi?
Yeah, it's a hobby of mine. I'm getting closer to perfecting it all the time. That, well, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it 6 for potency and 3 for flavor. Well, I'm glad you like it. Some people don't appreciate it.
Who, me? Well, it's my doctor. Oh, well, of course, medically speaking, I would have to label it unfit for human consumption.
Well, much as I hesitate to disagree with 2 such beautiful ladies, your beer is a delight to the palate.
Mr. Tabor.
Tabor. Just Tabor, Skipper.
Tabor, if we could get down to discussing...
Trade? I am always ready to discuss trade. I'm interested in this ale of yours, for instance. A sign of friendship on my planet Mire.
Now we're friends.
Yes. Well, Skipper, what exchange interests you?
Well, first I'm curious about one thing. How did your ship appear so suddenly without our senses or scanners picking it up?
Your tracking devices cannot penetrate hyperspace.
Hyperspace? Where is hyperspace?
Everywhere, but in space.
What drives your ship?
My old tub. Just a normal jump drive, intergalactic.
Jump drive?
You know, Skipper. Switch on, set direction, coordination in hyperspace. Oh. I have to let the old girl warm up a bit nowadays. And then jump. Anywhere in the universe in a minute.
Anywhere? Could we build this jump drive? Could you explain how it works?
I don't know how it works. I am Trebor the Tater, not a mechanic. Just allows the old girl takes me where I want to go.
Now, surely you have a drive manual. Diagrams that explain all the parts and how they work.
Diagrams? Diagrams. Diagrams for people. You can't even manage a child's toy without Jesus life.
It's drunk as a traitor. He won't be able to answer any more questions until he sleeps it off.
He knows more about that ship's drive than he's telling us.
Most people can do a lot of things. Operate a computer, for instance, without the slightest idea of how it works.
That ship is intergalactic. If I could trade him for the plans to that jump drive and get us all home, or at least to some habitable planet, I'd give the Earth.
You can only give him the moon, John.
No, Alpha is just primitive junk to him. What have we got that he wants?
You have a suspicious nature, Tony.
You know, anybody who likes my beer is somebody who can't be trusted, right?
Right.
My dear friends. Not much to look at, is she? But after all, she's just a cargo ship.
Could she carry human cargo?
To where?
A habitable planet. In your travels, you must have come across some planet that's compatible with our needs.
Well, adopted many a space protocol, Skipper. And while they all have their share of goods to offer, there's none that would suit you.
Could you take us on an exploratory trip? Let us check out the planets you think are most habitable. And let us decide for ourselves.
Well, in hyperspace, with jump drive, I can take you anywhere.
What about Earth? Can you get us to Earth?
Yes, I suppose so.
Earth? He could take us home.
You, my lovely bird, you share Dr. Russell's joy at the prospect of going home? Enough to grant me some small token of that joy.
My home is the planet Psychon.
Psychon? Yes, I bypassed it once. I didn't stop. The mist was too murky. Very poor visibility for landing. I can take you there after we drop the others off.
It no longer exists.
Well, now, Skipper, what's in all this for me?
Draw up a contract for one moon. Its fixtures, fittings, spacecraft, libraries, machines. It's all yours.
Are you the rightful owner of this moon, in-law?
Well, I guess. Yes.
You guess? Well, how can you guarantee that I won't find you've landed me with a pack of home-worlders disputing your claim of possession with outstanding liens and mortgages on the property?
Get us back. It's all yours.
You haven't by any chance been sent away, have you?
What do you mean?
For all I know, this could be a penal colony.
No, this isn't a penal colony, but maybe we should put you in the brig for causing injury to a couple of our people with your little playthings.
Tony.
Well.
My apologies, Skipper. I'm sorry, Well, you meet some strange types in space. I guess I got carried away by over-precautions. Of course, you're all good people. I'm sorry. Good night, out, ladies of such beauty and distinction. Beauty unequaled on 1,000 planets. So you want to return to your Earth? This galaxy?
No, Galaxy M104.
Oh. 104. You can't say I recall it exactly. It's interesting, though. It's the first intergalactic moon I come across.
I can't explain it. There have been space warps.
Ah, the little doors in a hyperspace. So you too jump. Now, let me find this M104 of yours on my charts. Which quadrant?
Well, it's halfway between PKS 114800 and 3C454.
Oh, can't say that rings a bell either. Which universal quadrant?
It's a spiral galaxy. It's right near NGC 185 and M33. It's a small cluster of 30 or so.
You do know the quadrant, don't you, Skipper?
Well, I can screen a general diagram. I'm sure you can match it up with your charts.
General diagram? Match up? Well, it doesn't work that way. If you can't tell me the quadrant, you can't give me the routing angle, can you?
No.
Or the subcluster or the spindrift? Well, I'm sorry. I just can't fix coordinates.
At least where are we now?
That's where you are. It's a big universe. A lonely place to wander in. Oh, come on. Let me cheer you up. Come aboard the SS Emporium and see what you fancy.
Thank you, Tabor. John. Do you think it's a good idea to go aboard his ship?
I want that jump drive.
Yeah, I know. But he may have ideas about jump driving us out into space and then taking over Alpha.
Tony, I've already offered him on base Alpha. He's turned it down.
All right, Tabor. Let's go.
Oh, splendid, Skipper. Come. Allow me to pipe you aboard. Canton Red for tax purposes.
Like an art gallery.
Without beauty surrounding him, a man's soul corrodes into dust. Do you know how many years, how much effort to accumulate this incomparable collection?
Tabor, if we can adapt your drive to our Eagles, we'd have a chance. You show me how it works, and I'll trade you anything. Anything we've got.
There you are, Skipper. The jump drive. I honestly do not understand it myself. That terrifying jumble is cast in one piece with no moving parts.
How do you start it?
You switch that on. Something happens to all this, I suppose. Once activated, it sets up some sort of chain reaction. If we come to terms, I'll let you study it. But all you'll get is a headache, I can assure you.
And that jumps you into hyperspace.
I never did understand. But let me show you the most beautiful sight in creation.
John, do you read me?
Come in, John.
What's he up to?
Tabor the traitor.
Well?
Scanner's clear, Tony. They must be in hyperspace.
Security, get Fraser and McDougal on the surface, on the double. Check out the entire area where that alien ship landed.
Yes, sir.
What does he want with John Ransom?
Oh, that wouldn't make sense. He could have taken anything he wanted anytime.
Eagle 1 to Command Center. Empty space out here, no sign of anything.
Search patterns, everything in the book. Know about hyperspace. Where is that ship?
I don't know, Tony. It could be a million light years away. There's no way of figuring.
Well, if you can't figure, then guess.
Beautiful, isn't it? The unending totality of hyperspace. It never ceases to move me deeply.
How can this ship register hyperspace?
We're not just registering it. We are there.
You've left Alpha?
You too, Skipper. No. No, we haven't left Alpha.
Koenig to Alpha. Koenig to Alpha. Come in, Alpha.
That won't work out here, my friend.
Out here? What do you mean, out here?
You just said you haven't left Alpha.
We haven't. Space has. The old Emporium is positioned exactly where she was on your moon. Not much, 1 inch, but we have shifted from common or garden continuum space to this dimension. More of a non-dimension, to be precise.
Put me through to my command center.
I can't. With the shift on stasis and the jump drive not warmed up.
You were able to teleport before, yourself and your gadgets.
Yeah. The drive was still warm after the jump. I thought you said you wanted to get away from Alpha.
Where are you taking me, Tabor?
To the zoo, where you belong. Or better still, the slave market on Shamanol.
No games, Tabor. Get me back.
That was a joke, Skipper.
Right now, I don't have much of a sense of humor.
Oh. What is it, little joke? Are you actually think you're on your way to the zoo? You actually take me seriously? The zoo? The slave market.
All right, Tabor. I enjoyed seeing hyperspace, and I thought your joke was very funny. Now, do we get down to discussing trade for that jump drive, or do you just get me back to Alpha?
Both, Skipper. Both, I promise you. Look, the old drive's warmed up. Of course, we could still sneak off and have a couple of quick drinks on Aeon 5. Yeah, but only kidding, Skipper. I can't resist it. Estimated time of arrival, 30 seconds.
Alpha, do you read me?
John, where are you?
ETA 30 seconds.
Where?
Same place as before.
Fraser, McDougal,
get the hell out of there.
What?
Step on it. Clear that area.
What's the panic, Alpha?
If you want to stay alive, get the hell out of there and make it fast. Faster!
Eagles, return to base.
Satisfied?
Tabor? Just what is it you want in trade?
Maya, Skipper. Maya. All this beauty, Skipper. Think of this beauty enhanced by her essence.
No, Tabor. The answer is still no.
You want the jump drive, Skipper?
Tabor, Maya is not mine to give away.
Pity. Those are my terms. Maya for the jump drive.
No deal.
You don't value your return to Earth as much as I thought.
Tabor, anything. Anything else on Alpha?
Well, that seems to put an end to all discussion, doesn't it? Alone, alone, all alone, alone on a wide, wide sea. But you wouldn't know about that, would you, Skipper? Being alone, loneliness.
Tabor, what if it didn't have to be that way? What if I did give Maya to you?
Skipper, you mean that?
A duplicate Maya. An exact likeness, a perfect image. To travel with you everywhere you go in the universe. Able to talk to you in her voice, in Maya's voice. Just think you'd never be alone again. You'd always have Maya with you. What's more, she'd never grow old. She'd always be beautiful, Tabor. Always be beautiful. Never grow old.
Skipper, you're as adept a trader as Tabor. If she'll be as you say, it's a deal. A bit more of a smile on her face. Ah, lovely. Dr. Russell, could she have a little more of a wide-eyed expression?
How's that?
Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect. Are you really my beauty?
Yes, Tabor.
Hi there, Skipper.
Well, Tabor?
She's beyond perfection. As if she's been aboard forever. A creature of beauty to bring cheer and warmth into the life of this lonely wanderer.
A waxwork dummy with a computer voice? He's not right in the head. He's still all right in the head. Then you accept, Tabor?
I accept, Skipper. The jump drive is yours, but it's going to take me some little time to decipher the master diagram. Meanwhile, you can concentrate on the more rudimentary elements. Call it a pre-orientation before you get to the brain-boggling parts. You should be receiving it now.
Got it, Tabor. Thanks. The diagram. Oh, by the way, everyone on Alpha is very anxious to trade wares with you.
Delighted.
In the recreation center, then, 1 hour. Mr. Videsci and Maya will assist you. I'll join you later.
I'll be waiting, Skipper.
You know, John, there's a little man running around inside my head that says that you trust him even less than I do. If that's possible.
It's possible.
I shall take you to the ends of the universe, my flower, to sights unseen, except by these eyes of mine. There is one planet far beyond the beaten stars, a paradise. You will love it.
I will love it, Tabor.
That's what I like to hear. For this only one of its kind silver ball. I shall repeat again. It will bring you sunshine where there is no sunshine. Or if you turn it a degree, it will bring you soft trade winds from the sands of the planet bed, where the sound of gentle waters rolling upon the sands will lull you in peace as though it were a symphony, as though the music of the universe were being piped into your ears. Or this! A mirror, ladies and gentlemen, from the mystics high in the mountains of the planet Shand. Look into this mirror and see the former images come to life again. Renew your youth, see your loved ones. What am I traded for this priceless item?
Silver ball for my bonsai tree.
Done.
This pure hand loom wool sweater for the mirror.
Done.
Silver ball in the mirror for this ship in the bottle. Took me 3 years to make it.
Done. Oh, dear, a
Dr. Russell. One precious moment. Patience, my friends. I wanted to thank you for the creation of my lovely Miss Meyer. A small token of my appreciation. It is essence of the planet Hermosia, gathered from hyperspace by robot ships while its sun was going nova. It's aptly named Infidelity, considering the sudden disappearance of its life-giving orb.
That's very, very kind of you, but...
Say no more. It is my gift, I insist. Try it once for me.
All right. I'll try it. Thank you. Thank you.
I thank you all for the honor of being able to trade with you.
Okay, come on, Meyer. We better get back to command center. Tabor, I'm sure the commander will be in touch with you.
I'm sure.
I can compute all the figures of the trading if you want, Tabor.
That won't be necessary, my dear Miss Meyer. I could not leave without presenting you with a small memento.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Not so beautiful as you. From the rocks on the ice caves of the planet of North Iridescence, my eternal gratitude for your patience in helping to bring the image of your beauty into my life.
I must show it to Helena.
Allow me to accompany you. No objections, Mr. Fideschi.
All right, well, I'll see you in command center.
Never saw her before in my life. What are those?
Collections, my jewel. Priceless riches for the gratification of those who can appreciate true beauty.
We are leaving?
Soon. Soon. But I promised the skipper that I will be waiting for him, and I always keep my promise, for we must say goodbye.
Take this trading session over?
Yeah. The man does put on a good sideshow, I've got to admit that.
Where's Meyer?
Oh, she stopped off at Helena's. Wanted to show her a going away present from Tabor.
Helena?
Come in, John.
Helena,
the fragrance of this perfume is beautiful, isn't it?
It's out of this world.
Out of this world.
Where'd you get it?
Well, don't ask questions. Just talk to me. Make me laugh. Love's better.
It's beautiful. It's strong.
Oh, it's beautiful. And the wonderful thing about Davis perfume is that it makes you feel like doing whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it. And the moon can just keep rolling by.
Davis perfume. Wait a minute. It's not right.
It's beautiful.
Something's not right.
Oh, it's right, John.
No. Davis perfume. Helena, it distorts the mind.
Be free, John. Float in space.
Davis tricked us. Listen to me, Helena. Helena, listen. We've been tricked. We've been tricked.
Tricked? No.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Relax. Relax. We shall be leaving soon.
Leaving soon.
Yasko, link me up with Tabor's ship.
You've never been unlinked, Skipper. I just couldn't depart without saying goodbye. I must say, you Alphans are children when it comes to trading.
We've kept our end of the bargain, Tabor. Give Maya back.
Give her back? Well, I wouldn't want you wandering around the universe saying that Tabor the traitor was dishonest. You can't afford to have my license revoked. So you shall have your Maya back. Did you think I'd settle for a copy, Skipper? I only collect originals.
Send me back, Tabor.
Not now, Miss Maya. Oh. Willing to marry you, if being a bride is what you wish.
They moved into hyperspace, Commander.
Yasko, scan the area where Tabor's ship was standing.
There, sir.
Nothing. Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
We will travel the galaxies together, tasting of their wonders.
I want to go back to Alpha.
Not only is your beauty breathtaking, but you have the spirit of a wild, untamed beast.
You don't know how wild, Tabor.
Beauty was a transmorph. Now, that wasn't very honest of you, Skipper.
You never asked.
Goodbye, Skipper.
Wait!
Tabor the Trader has completed his transaction. The best to date.
They're in hyperspace. We'll never get her back.
I think we will. I planted a limpet transmitter on Tabor's spaceship.
It means we have contact with hyperspace?
Exactly. Yasko, open channel D4.
Yes, sir.
You'll come to love it out here one day, my pretty.
Send me back.
What? Lose my most beautiful possession? We're in hyperspace. There is no way you can return. Alpha cannot even contact us.
Frequency open, Commander.
Maya, we have a limpet transmitter attached to Tabor's spaceship. We know you're in hyperspace, and there's no way we can get you back. Remember, Tabor surrounds himself with things of beauty. That's why you're there. Please try to understand. Try to understand.
It seems the skipper is more perceptive than I thought.
Yes, I understand. You wanted no longer to be lonely, Tabor. You wanted companionship.
Yes, my beauty. Yes.
Then you shall have it, Tabor. My love.
You can't do this to me. You can't be the one to desecrate the beauty of all I've given my life together. But please change.
I have locked myself in this form, and I will stay with you forever.
You foolish metamorph. I'm giving you the opportunity to be surrounded by beauty forever.
Tabor, you know everything about hyperspace, but you know nothing about inner space. I will be the judge of where I want to be. And I want to be back on Alpha.
Please change. Change back again. You've got to stay with me. I'll make you stay with me.
All right, Tabor. I will stay with you. It will be your pleasure to look at me in this form, a female reflection of yourself, forever.
Thank you, Commander. You were right. He only wanted beautiful things around him.
Oh, it's lucky you don't qualify.
That's not nice.
You know, I could have had a hairdo at the Astra on Aza.
You could have.
If I'd have just said the word, Tabor would have given me the universe.
Universe? Oh, sure. Rabbits out of a hat, you mean. He was nothing more than a con man.
Commander, I'm getting reports from all over Alpha. All the traders' goods are vanishing.
All our things are reappearing. Kate's sweater, Yasko's bonsai tree, Dr. Vincent's ship outside the bottle.
Well, looks as if... as if Tabor's a sore loser after all.
If you'd just said the word, he'd have given you the universe, huh?
Well, he had a nice way of speaking. Unlike some people I know.
All right. The thing is to beware of traitors bearing gifts.
I was just thinking of that perfume Tabor gave you.
Keep thinking. We don't need Tabor's perfume.